This is the Fix-It Show on WTMJ. Advice and opinions expressed during the program are solely that of the hosts or guests and not WTMJ Radio or Good Karma Brands Milwaukee, LLC. When it comes to home repairs, we could all use a guy. Well, we've got the guy, and we've got the show. For all your home improvement questions, we've got answers. This is the Fix-It Show on WTMJ. Presented by J&B Construction and Siding Unlimited. Now, here's your host, Dayton Kane and David Nason.
Welcome to hour number two. We are just 16 days away from opening day at American Family Field with the Brewers taking on the Royals. This is Eric Brown's favorite time of year.
Yeah.
Eric Brown from Siding Unlimited on with us. How are you, sir?
Good morning, guys.
Good morning.
You don't like baseball, do you?
That's one of my one of the things that gets me going is when we start talking baseball, and I enjoy this time of year. You know, I mean, the guys, the team is, or all of pro sports, or all the baseball is down in spring training, getting ready, and they're just right around the corner from opening day. And this is exciting stuff for me. I'm excited for the Brewers this year, and manager of the year with the Brewers have manager of the year. They got a good group coming back, so I'm excited.
And your son's playing too, right?
Yeah. So
not for the Brewers.
Not for the Brewers. No.
Not for the Brewers. No. No. He's. We haven't been necessarily shy about all of this, but I coach baseball. I enjoy baseball, and now my boys are right on that cusp of one's in college playing college baseball. So if I sound funny, that's where I'm at, is following him on a trip down in South Carolina right now to watch him. So doing dad duties, although watching baseball is about as easy of a dad duty as it can get. And then my younger son, Evan, he's a senior at Waukesha West High School, getting ready for his senior year. And we know in about a week tryouts. Actually, if we want to get particular, pitchers and catchers for Wisconsin baseball in high school can start throwing tomorrow, and then tryouts start, so season starts next Monday, and then games for the high school guys start in a couple weeks.
Awesome.
So, exciting stuff in the Brown household.
Yes. So you just mentioned Waukesha. That's where Siding Unlimited is based out of. Right. You've been around for 30 years now, going on 31. Crazy to think about, I'm sure, for you. Tell people what Siding Unlimited is about, the philosophy, and what you all do.
So family business, owned and operated. My brother, Aaron Brown, and myself, we were raised by our father, so definitely in the trade, and so that's where our history comes from. And then we've tried to just really keep that feel, that family, that small company that you can call us, you can talk to us. We just even that vibe when you walk into our showroom or walk into our offices or meet our team. That it's just, we really want to keep that family feel, small company feel, even as we grow, that we can do everything that we're promising. And so far, so good. 31 years, and it's not all easy, but we do field some tough questions along the line. I think that's natural in a service industry. But our intent is really to solve problems, answer questions, and get people what they need and what they're looking for when it comes to their house.
The exterior of the house is what we're looking at, right? Yeah, windows, siding, roofing, doors.
Siding, roofing, windows, doors. Maybe that's what you're asking, but yeah. I took it a little different direction.
No, that's it. That was both what I was looking for. Both. Dave. Yeah, that was great.
Yeah, siding, exterior remodeler, basically, right?
Yeah. So, over the years, we were raised. Going into history, we were raised siding guys, and then it wasn't very long that a customer asked us, I don't trust anybody else. I know you guys. You guys did a great job with this. Can you do our windows? And so we did our windows. And then we have the same story for roofing and decking and doors. And that's how we expanded. It wasn't something that, we need to do this because somebody else is doing it. It was, we need to do this because the homeowner is asking us to do it. We can do it. And we're the only ones they trust. And that was that's how we've grown into every aspect of everything that we do with the outside of the house. And I like that growth. I like that story, but I also like that growth strategy. You know, it's just, it's not something, it's filling a need for somebody and they have nobody to go to and nobody to trust. And when we knock out the project, they still, you know, they're like, nope, you guys knocked it out just like we thought you would. And then now fast forward, that's how we got into Windows was someone said, we don't trust anybody else. And now we're 5-time, you know, Pella Platinum Premier National Contractor of the Year. So, I mean, we took the right step for sure, but it took a couple customers saying, you're the only ones that we trust.
And that now expanded to Madison. We're going to talk about that when we come back. It is the Fix-It Show with Siding Unlimited on this hour, 855-616-1620. If you have questions for Eric Brown, we do have to take a break. It is the Fix-It Show on WTMJ.
Advice you can use. It's the Fix-It Show on WTMJ.
Good morning. Thank you for joining us. High wind warning until noon today. Going to be partly cloudy, windy, showers this afternoon turning to some snow this evening. A high of 61 today. So
check your roof tomorrow.
Check your roof tomorrow
for missing shingles.
Speaking of roofs, Eric Brown from Siding Unlimited on with us. You talked about this kind of natural growth that happened throughout the history of Siding Unlimited. Now we've grown to Madison. And why did that happen and what was the plan there?
same story as the last segment when we talked about how we got into windows and roofing and decking and doors, like getting away from siding, which is what we were raised in. And trust me, that type of stuff happened a long time ago. So we have a lot of experience, a lot of history, you know, behind us with the whole exterior of the house. The Madison one has been on our mind the last few years, and we had customers calling and saying, hey, we have friends in Madison, or we moved to Madison, you know, stories like that. We have family in Madison that, you know, can they call you? Well, it was pretty easy because for a long time we were doing work in Madison. We, you know, Aaron and I were born and raised in Oconomowoc, so very much southeastern Wisconsin. Madison's not that far from there. Although most of the years we were going east for all of our work, but then as interest started to grow, we started to see a following and a natural. It was just a natural move to, all right, let's set up a showroom so that we can, you know, service people in Madison better, because that part of the company was starting to grow. We were just starting to grow geographically, and we just have to, you know, rather than having these people drive an hour to our Waukesha showroom, let's set up shop in Madison. And what made it easy, like what made it a really smooth transition was, we have carpenters all over southern Wisconsin. We have carpenters in Watertown, Lake Mills, that were coming to the Milwaukee market. And so as we started getting more and more jobs out west, further west, we already had the guys trained. We had the right guys, guys that have been working for us for years. You know, Kevin's our production manager in all of our market, and he's in Watertown. We have one of our lead carpenters who's been with us, I think, 5 years now is Alec, and he lives closer to Madison. So it was like very easy for us to, all right, let's start promoting it and start talking about it now that we have the coverage to do the work. I mean, if we couldn't do the work out there, we wouldn't move that way. But we were getting the interest, and we were making it work to go do the right stuff out there. So that's how Madison happened. The fun thing is that our showroom is on Stoughton Road, which is on the east side of Madison, and it's very easy to get to from Lake Country. So if you are in Heartland, Oconomowoc, you know, Sullivan, you know, Johnson Creek for sure. But if you're on that 94 corridor between Milwaukee and Madison, you have your pick. You can go to the Madison showroom, or you can come to the Waukesha showroom, and both really, really show quite a bit of detail in what we do. And both of them are set up very differently.
I was going to say that, Eric. You should go to both, because they're both totally unique and they're both totally cool.
Yeah, totally. They both have, well, window, like we talk about windows all the time, but there's so many options with windows, and the windows that we ordered for the Madison showroom are a little different. It's still Pella product. It's still their Lifestyle 2, Lifestyle 3, which is their wood product. Still their Impervia, which is their fiberglass. Still their 250 series, which is their vinyl. So it's still the Pella product, the Pella portfolio. But they just have a few different options. Just because you know, because there's so many options with windows. You know, a few different colors in that showroom than in Milwaukee. And so, yeah, if it's something that you really want to look for, it's not a bad drive. It's an easy drive to get to, but that way we're able to cover pretty much all of southern Wisconsin.
Yep. And now a proud supporter of Wisconsin athletics as well. We are going to take a break, Eric. When we come back, we'll talk more. Now, again, it's outdoor remodeling. So windows, doors, roofing, siding. If you have questions, the Siding Unlimited WTMJ talk and text line, 855-616-1620. Maybe something fell on your house with the winds and you have questions about what to do. Give us a call. It is the Fix It Show. It is WTMJ.
Dayton and David. It's the Fix It Show on WTMJ.
Good morning. Thank you for joining us for hour number two. It is St. Paddy's Day weekend. The parade going on at noon today, downtown Milwaukee. Pub crawl at 1 o'clock. Pacers in Fiserv tonight taking on the Bucks. So it's going to be busy downtown in Milwaukee today. Eric Brown from Siding Unlimited on with us. SidingUnlimited.com is a website. Windows, siding, roofing, doors, decks, pretty much anything on the exterior.
Yeah. And no, I wanted to, in the earlier hour, Eric, I almost called you Aaron because Aaron should be here. But anyway,
that's two shows in a row, Dave. You've referenced Aaron.
I see him on TV on the commercials, but I don't know if I should be offended that he doesn't come into the studio. No, if Aaron's listening, I'm going to give him a hard time. I was talking about in the live read, the honest pricing. And we've talked about that in the past. What's your philosophy on your honest pricing?
Yeah, so it's exactly that. It's a philosophy. It's a feel. It's an idea, and it's just something that I just feel like our industry, our industry especially, but just advertising in general, I think has really pushed this. You know, try to give like just this forceful way of trying to get people to call their business. And I get it. It's advertising. I just don't care for it. I think we're bombarded by it. And it's the buy one, get one free. And it's the, you know, free labor, you know, that type of thing. And I get it. Like if it's a clothing store or something like that, and they've got stuff on clearance that they want to push out, that's a different story. But in our industry, everything's custom made. Windows are custom made. Siding for the most part, like LP SmartSide that we use, is usually custom painted. There's some standard colors, but for the most part, custom painted. You know, even roofing is all on order. It's all made to, like, it's stuff that we have to put in for orders and stuff like that. So there's no real like discounts thrown around, not very often. And so I feel like these buy one, get one free deals, the free labor, I feel like they're just gimmicks. And that's, so we never really pushed any type of sale, because we just wanted to always present a quote for the, projected project for a free estimate. That's not a gimmick. Like that's a free estimate. We're going to come out, give our time. It's not going to cost you anything to ask questions and get a quote. But you know, whatever your punch list is, whatever your ideas are, we're going to put together a plan, and then our price is going to reflect your plan that you want, and then we move forward from there. So the honest price guarantee came from that perspective of not being one more company that's going to bombard the consumer with all of these, in my opinion, gimmick advertising, just to make the phone ring. Yeah. If you're calling us, you're calling us for a genuine need, you have a genuine question about your home. And that's really a foundation of how we get started with our customer, is that initial phone call, them reaching out. And if they're reaching out because of some gimmick that we're pushing, I just don't feel like that's a really good start for a relationship between a business and a consumer.
Yeah.
So that's where the honest price guarantee comes from. It's more about a feel and a philosophy from our end on how we want to advertise and go to market. And that's just our true feel.
Sure. So you're saying that windows and siding and roofing, there's a value to them. So there's a cost for those, of course. And your employees that are doing the work, you pay them every day they're working, right?
Yeah, yeah. I mean,
these are guys who are most likely supporting a family or contributing to a family and stuff. So yeah, you don't have guys come, hey, you're going on vacation next week, but I need you to do a roof install for me, so you don't get paid, right? Or, well, actually, that wouldn't make sense. You probably get paid vacation, but take the week off, but go work for me. Yeah, that doesn't work.
Right. Well, in the nuts and bolts of it, the bottom line, like, I mean, everything comes from a price, and our price, and we're not going to hide from it, is the product. You're paying for the product. You're paying for our guys' labor to be out there. And trust me, like, we do right by our guys. So that is reflected in the cost. You know, we're not always the cheapest company that you call. Well, part of that is because we use quality products, but we also pay our guys to stick around. If we didn't pay them, they wouldn't stick around. And now we don't know who we're sending to your home. So you're essentially paying our guys, and you're paying quality guys. And then we do have a profit margin. Like, we're not going to hide amongst that. I'm not going to broadcast like where we want to be. We're not always where we want to be. I think, but that's what we strive for. And if we don't have that profit margin, we can't stay in business. We can't service our customers. Right. So it's just, again, it's that true, honest feel. And that's what really sparked the idea of the honest price guarantee, is just to try to stay away from any gimmicks. And just try to be honest right from the start. And, you know, ultimately what the homeowner is looking for is a project done well and nothing else. And what we're looking for is to produce a well-done project for a homeowner. So if we keep it simple like that, I think that's where we have less confusion, less questions, and less headaches.
Yeah. Speaking of questions, if you have any, the Siding Unlimited WTMJ talk and text line is open at 855-616-1620. Isaac will get you on with us, or you can text in a question for Eric and we'll have him answer it. While we take this break to the WTMJ Breaking News Center, go to sidingunlimited.com to see what they all can do for you. Let's say hi to Sean Brenda. Good morning, Sean.
If we don't know the answer, we know someone who does. It's the Fix-It Show on WTMJ.
Eric Brown from Siding Unlimited on with us. Dayton Kane and David Nason here. 855-616-1620 is the line.
Yeah, we got a text. I don't know if you've ever done this, Eric. Have you ever gone out to a high school or anything, talked like on a career day?
I've talked in some business classes at high schools.
Okay.
But not on a career day. Haven't got that invite yet.
Okay.
I might after today now.
Yeah. Well, I know a couple of people who are involved in that, so maybe because I think you'd be great at it. So.
Yeah, I've done that before at Waukesha South. There was a teacher there that I knew. He moved north, so out of our area. So I'm not going to drive 4 hours to meet with a class for 1 hour, sure. And then drive 4 hours back. But I've done different high schools, meeting with usually it's with business, but I'm always open to set something up and go talk to students and just kind of give them the lay of the land on what business is like or like the trades are like.
Mm-hmm.
We need more kids. We need more in the trades.
Definitely.
For sure. So anything that we can promote that, I'm for it.
Sure.
Yeah, so one of our installers, Nick, just celebrated 21 years with the company. We should send him out to tell kids. He's obviously had a good career doing it, or he wouldn't still be doing it, right?
Absolutely.
Lots of need for that, and it's a good life if you like building and working with your hands. And,
yeah, you're not sitting at a desk all day.
Right.
Yeah, getting involved.
Well, and there's good companies to work for. In the trades, if you get into the trades, there can be such a bad rap because you might land a job with a maybe he's just a sole proprietor, just a one guy, and then he runs you into the ground, and now you feel like you have a bad experience with the trades. Or you can land with a company like us that, we treat our employees the right way. We follow state guidelines, state laws, national laws, work labor laws. We follow, like Dave mentioned in the previous, we pay our guys. We talked about that. But there are good companies in the trades, whether it's our industry with exterior remodeling, whether it's you're remodeling, building out kitchens, building houses, plumbing, electrical, HVAC, all of that stuff. There are quality companies in southeastern Wisconsin to work for. You just got to find them.
Yep.
Right.
The Siding Unlimited WTMJ talk and text line is 855-616-1620. We have huge winds. There's a wind warning going on until noon today. We just saw a picture of a tree that came through somebody's garage roof. Yeah,
actually a customer of Siding Unlimited.
Yeah. So we know that that needs to be fixed, right? When a tree falls through your roof, we got to get out there. We got to fix it. Why else would somebody be calling and looking to have their roof repaired? Like, when do we know it's time to put a new roof on?
Yeah. And we look for roof replacement. You know, and there's a difference. Some guys will come out and repair different spots of the roof here and there, and they basically just nickel and dime the consumer. We're looking for the full project, because we want to know, like, we want the homeowner to be happy and satisfied knowing that their entire roof in the is covered in the event of storms that we have, you know, happening this weekend, or just, I mean, Mother Nature in Wisconsin just wreaks havoc on our homes. That you're protected. I like the idea of being proactive. I know it's easy to say from a business owner standpoint, but roofing, we have data that shows that shingles that were installed 20 to 25 years ago have basically seen their life. And so you look at your own roof and start looking at the signs of wear and tear on a shingle. You might see a substantial amount of granule loss. So the color isn't as vibrant. It looks a little darker because the color granules have come off. And now you're seeing the black or the dark asphalt underneath. The edges of the roof of the shingles, they start showing like a white edge to them. That means the asphalt's breaking down, and it's showing the fiberglass. These shingles we use have a fiberglass mat to them. They're built. The asphalt is mushed into the fiberglass to hold and the fiberglass is what holds the asphalt together. But when the asphalt starts wearing down, and the asphalt's the waterproofing, like that's what's stopping the water from entering the house and allowing it to run off the roof. So when the asphalt starts breaking down, you see the white, and it almost outlines the shingles and all the detail of the shingles. Now your shingles, you're starting to see, yep, now that's a lot of wear and tear that's starting to fail. Valleys or the metal around the roof, the valleys, the chimney flashing, you start seeing signs of rust because they used galvanized steel metal for the flashings, and they're starting to rust. Well, when that rusts through, you're going to have a leak. It's inevitable. You know, all that, like, those are just a few signs. And then the obvious ones, if the shingles are lifting or blowing off, you know, again, signs that the roof is failing. And I like the idea of being proactive, because if you're reactive, chances are you're also chasing not just a roof replacement, but also potentially drywall damage or wall damage or anything else, or ceiling damage, or any other damage that once water gets in, it's gonna do what water does, and that's break down the products around it.
Yep. So if somebody goes to sidingunlimited.com and fills out get a free quote, what happens?
Comes to our office, one of our Taylor in our office, she'll reach out and just ask a few questions just to qualify and make sure that we're going to answer the questions the right way. Whatever your ideas are, we want those down. And then we send out, or then we have one of our sales team, could be Dayton, he's one of our guys, call up and set up for a time that works to come out and give you a free estimate. We come out, walk around the house, we'll take you through the products that we use, you know, and we'll just develop that relationship of, like we talked about earlier in the show, we want whatever your questions are and whatever you're looking to solve, we want to provide the answers and provide the solutions.
Awesome. We are going to take another break, but we'd love to hear from you. The Siding Unlimited WTMJ talk and text line, 855-616-1620. The Fix It Show is on WTMJ.
Dayton and David. It's the Fix-It Show on WTMJ.
Indeed it is. 855-616-1620. The Siding Unlimited WTMJ talk and text line. Eric Brown, one of the owners with Siding Unlimited, on with us. He runs the show with his brother Aaron. So it's Aaron and Eric Brown. And we always love to have you on the show. And we have a couple callers that called in but didn't want to be on the air, but they did ask a couple questions. So the first one was, what is the difference between a three-tab and an architectural shingle? So somebody must be looking at shingles and not knowing what the difference is.
Yeah. Or looking at their roof.
Yeah, three-tab shingles is the it's three tabs because it looks like the shingle itself, if it's on the house, you can't distinguish between whether it's like if the shingle, the panel out of the bag has three panels on it or three tabs on it.
Yeah.
But the tabs, every rectangle on the roof, and then a single shingle has three of those on there. So as you lay them out, you're laying them out three at a time. But when you're all done, you see a series of rectangles in rows going up your roof. And that was a very popular roofing product because that was when it came to asphalt shingles. That was basically the only option for a long, long time. And then I would say maybe about 30 years ago, 35 years ago, companies started making dimensional shingles, and dimensional shingles or architectural shingles are manufactured to look close. They're asphalt shingles, so it's fiberglass. And actually, in a minute, I'd like to get into the anatomy of the shingle. But it was more made to look like a shake roof. And you can get some real thick asphalt shingles to look closer to the thickness of shake. From an expense standpoint, they're taking the thinner version and just creating the cuts, so it looks like a series of keystones going or keyways going around along the rows, just to give it that dimensional shake or cedar shake look.
So there's a lot more shadow line.
Is it literally just a visual difference then?
There's more layers.
They do perform differently as well.
They do perform differently. The architectural or dimensional shingle of today is a much better shingle. When you have those rectangles, so three tab shingle or those rectangles like the old style, you can still get that style. But there's about a half inch gap between each rectangle, and every time you have these edges, you know, it just gives it more of a chance for breaking down. So the architectural shingle is a complete rectangle. You pull the sheet, you pull the panel, the piece out of the bundle, and you put it on the roof and you nail it down. It's going to be a rectangle that goes down on it. Now, it's also layered to give that look. They actually cut two pieces and then seal them together so that you also have the dimension. So there's a base of it, of the shingle, and then which is a rectangle complete, and then there's the second layer that has the cutaways that give it the detail, and so it ends up being a shingle that doesn't have those gaps and less edges to break down, so it's a more robust shingle, a stronger shingle, and it lays down better because it's a heavier shingle, and it's almost like a two-ply system, if I can explain, like just say it that way. So you're getting a lot more for your money. The way they manufacture the shingles, you still have to go through the whole process of manufacturing it, and you have to go through the process of delivering it. So the difference in cost isn't that great. There is a difference, but it's not. It's, you know, the three tab shingle still has to be manufactured, shipped, you know, and installed, and so the difference in price isn't that much, to be honest with you. You're definitely better off going with the dimensional or architectural look of a shingle.
All right.
But I like talking about this stuff. I like talking about this stuff because you can get into the weights and stuff, and the products that we use are just heavier, more durable, more robust, last longer, all of the good stuff.
CertainTeed products is what Siding Unlimited goes right with.
Correct.
All right. We do need to take our final break. One more segment left, 855-616-1620. If you have questions, Eric Brown from Siding Unlimited, find them at sidingunlimited.com.
If it needs fixing, we can help. It's the Fix-It Show on WTMJ.
Sponsored each week by J&B Construction and Siding Unlimited. Eric Brown from Siding Unlimited on with us this hour, and we're about to wrap it up. So we're talking roofing and shingles. That was pretty detailed. What else do people need to know when they're looking up at their roof? Anything?
Yeah, well, I like talking about the anatomy of the shingle. And in a brief sense, it's frustrating sometimes when people just don't know that even some of the big brand names they're buying less shingle than what they're expecting, you know, almost being sold, so to speak. And so talking about the anatomy of the shingle, we use CertainTeed shingles. They have Landmark Pro, Landmark Northgate. They have designer shingles, all different types and ideas and stuff. But when they go pound for pound or comparisons, they have heavier shingles. What does that mean? Because the shingles made, it starts with a fiberglass mat. Like, that's the base of it. And all the manufacturers, like, that's the weight of that is you know, it's not a huge difference, you know. Then the granules at the end go on, and the granules get mushed into the asphalt. Well, the granules all are the same size. Believe it or not, most of the manufacturers, they all use 3M granules from the 3M manufacturing company. That covers, they're the same size and they cover the same surface area. That's not a real significant difference in weight. So the weight comes into the asphalt, and the asphalt is the waterproofing. Like, that's where the water is running off the roof. And so when you look at a shingle and you look at one that's weighted heavier, has a heavier weight to it going up on your roof, it all comes down to the asphalt, and the asphalt is the waterproofing. And with Siding Unlimited using CertainTeed products in our system, you're getting more waterproofing for your roof. And I think that is in itself just a really nice description of when you're looking for products and you're looking at roofing products, just have that in the back of your mind, knowing, all right, if it's heavier, more waterproofing, well, let's just call Siding Unlimited.
Right. Because what do you want? More or less waterproofing? You want more, right?
Right.
Yeah. So
you want more. And then the longevity of it. I mean, it's going to perform longer. The bigger, stronger, faster, you know, the bigger, stronger roof is going to perform longer, you know, that type of thing.
Right. And we're up against the clock, but it's as important as the shingles are, it's everything else too, because we've talked about this in the past. It's a whole system, and CertainTeed, you know, provides that whole system, the underlayment, flashings, all that stuff to make your roof be waterproof.
Yeah, it comes down to the installation of it, because the shingles don't necessarily leak through the shingle. It leaks around it, and around it is the install.
Right, where all the holes are in your roof, right? You know, vents,
yep.
Chimneys, roof and wall intersections, and that is all about the install. You're right about that.
Talked a lot about roofing, but we have about 90 seconds left. Remind everybody, Eric, what Siding Unlimited is all about.
Trust, value, you know, clean up at the end of the job, all of that stuff. But we do siding, windows, roofing, doors, family owned and operated for 31 years. It's all Aaron and I know. We're not going anywhere. This is our home. This is our community. And we're here for the long haul. So it's definitely, there's definitely value in choosing us.
And where are the two showrooms?
665 Larry Court in Waukesha, the Milwaukee based showroom, southeastern Wisconsin. And then for southern Wisconsin, in Madison, 2018 South Stoughton Road. But if you want to, you can visit either one.
And next weekend and the following weekend, we are going to be at the Wisconsin State Fairgrounds.
Yeah.
Yep. Show season. We were at the NARE show a few weeks ago, and now we'll be at the Home and Garden, Realtors Home and Garden show next weekend and the following weekend. So come out and see us. We're not hiding.
Do we have a couple different booths there again?
Yeah, we'll have our Siding Unlimited booth, siding, windows, roofing, doors. Proline, the stone veneer looked fantastic last time, so stop in and take a look at the different stone colors. We'll have our Outdoor Living Unlimited booth, and then we'll have a booth specific for Pella windows. So Siding Unlimited and Pella in the show as one.
All right. Well, thank you for being on the show. Enjoy the baseball season as we kick it off here, and we'll talk to you next week.
All right. Thanks, guys.
All right, thanks, Eric. Take care.
You're here next week, David.
Back next week.
I'm back next week, so we'll do it all over again. 7 to 9 every Saturday. It is the Fix It Show, Rose Gray, and the Fox World Travel Show coming in next.
This has been the Fix It Show on WTMJ, presented by J&B Construction and Siding Unlimited. Advice and opinions expressed during the program are solely that of the hosts or guests and not WTMJ Radio or Good Karma Brands Milwaukee, LLC.